Cool Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Mike Danson.
Welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studios. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in Eaton, 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. They are your Napa parts provider. They have a machine shop, marine, off-road equipment, car and truck parts, tractor parts. Curbside pickup is available. Look them up online or give them a call. If you go online, it can tell you exactly what part they have in stock, and you can see if they have what you need, and if not, they will get it ordered and let you know when that thing is going to be in there. So thank you to Gould Parts. I want to be fair to everybody that's listening. I know that state wrestling is going on this weekend. You are listening to me Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. I am recording this at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. So I do not have updated team scores and stuff like that for wrestling. All that wrestling information, though, you can go on podcast. There's going to be a special editions of Coach Speak on Friday night that you could podcast Saturday and listen to get updated stuff for state wrestling. And there's also on Saturday night at 6 o'clock Saturday night, there's going to be updates on state wrestling also. So,
and I'll be updating them throughout the day.
Yep. And we have the updates throughout the day. So, just be listening in to KFKA, and if you go on the CHASA website, you can get all the information on state wrestling. I do not have any, I'm not going to give you any team scores or anything like that because they're not going to be pertinent to when you're listening to me, as it's for me right now, around 2:30 on Friday. So Saturday, what is going on at state wrestling Saturday? Session 5 begins at 10 a.m. So as you're listening, that's the beginning of the session for Saturday at 10 a.m. That is third round consolation for all classes. After that, the semifinal consolation immediately following that round. And then the fifth place will be immediately following the previous round. Third place matches will be immediately following that round. All classes at Ball Arena in Denver. So all your state wrestling stuff is there. And then the Parade of Champions is at 5:30 p.m. All classes, Parade of Champions, awesome, awesome event if you get down there to state wrestling and watch. And then all those matches for all championship matches, all classifications, all going to take place right there at Ball Arena. So state wrestling, all your information, you could podcast the special editions of Coach Speak, get onto CHASA, check it out. One thing I wanted to talk about, as this is the final week of wrestling, we only have a few weeks of basketball season going. And you know what that means? And especially anybody who's paid attention to Colorado high school sports knows, well, the spring sports season is around the corner because we've got a bunch of snow on the ground right now. So one thing I wanted to kind of mention today, just because these dates are coming up quickly, the spring sports seasons are getting ready to start. Baseball practices start on the 26th of February. I'm just going to mention all the sports that practice starts on the 26th. So baseball, boys and girls lacrosse, girls soccer, girls tennis, and boys and girls track and field. All those sports for spring for CHASA, they all start practice on the 26th here. Girls golf and boys swimming, boys volleyball, all of those practices start on Monday, the 19th is when they can start practice for those. As we move through the season, baseball, the first baseball games can be played on 3-7, and that is the same for boys and girls lacrosse, girls soccer, and track and field. All those can start contests on the 7th of March. Girls golf, they start practice on the 19th. They can have their first contest on the 22nd, on Thursday the 22nd. So boys volleyball and boys swimming can start having contests on the 29th. As we move towards the end of those seasons, now we're looking at 5-4 is when districts for 1A and regionals are also at 5. So what are we looking at? May there. May 4th, May 11th. And then state baseball is going to be for 1A. That's May 16th. And for 2A through 5A, that's May 24th and 25th. The other big ones, state track and field is another sport. Track and field is dear to my heart. I coached for a long time. That is May 16th, 17th, and 18th, track and field. One thing I wanted to talk about real quick, we'll get through this real quick. Some champions from last year in the spring sports. So baseball champions from 2023 last spring at the 2A level, Lyman won the baseball state championship. We had two of the four from our area. Eaton at the 3A level, they beat University. At the 4A level, we had Severance win the state championship. And at the 5A level, Valor Christian won. Let's just some track and field individual state champions from last year that are coming back this year. At the 3A level, in the pole vault, Nicholas Roth from University, he was the champion. In the 3A shot put for the boys, also Johnny Wyrick, he also won the discus. He's from University, won the shot put and discus at the 3A level. Also at the 3A level, in the girls, the 400-meter Andy Rasmussen from Eaton was a state champion last year. And the girls' triple jump, Savannah and Mack from Northridge was the triple jump state champion. There were no state champions in our area from 4A, 5A. In the 2A level, there's just a few here. At the 2A girls level in the 800, Natalie Washburn from Timnath was a state champion. 2A girls, 2 mile, the 3200, Michaela Kendall from Heritage Christian. She is a defending state champion, will be back this year. And then a big one from Dayspring Christian here in Greeley. I'm sorry, this name is probably going to just be butchered by me. Iba Salulu Omafoma. She was a four-time state champion last year. The 100 hurdles, the 300 hurdles, the high jump, and the triple jump. She won four events at state track last year. That's at the 2A girls level. So those are just some of the champions returning from our area, the baseball champions, and then some track and field champions returning from our area. On the other side here, we are going to talk with Kyle Lundy, the Heritage Christian head basketball coach. And then in the third segment, we will have Oscar Molina from Highland. And then in the fourth segment, the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. You're listening to Preps Rewind presented by Gould Parts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts. Gould Parts in Eaton, 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. Give them a call for all your automotive part needs. We're going to get onto the phone line now and talk with Kyle Lundy, the head basketball coach at Heritage Christian. Coach Lundy, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate your time and hopping on with us. Coach, you got a big win last night. It looked like a pretty easy one. Kind of talk to me about that.
We have five athletic guys that play hard. We press a lot. So the other team, just from a talent perspective, had a hard time. We press, run, and jump. And so a little bit of a blowout. But we've got a big one coming tomorrow night. Right now we're 16-2, so the boys are playing well.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned it there. You're 16-2. Something that, and I don't want to say that your team snuck up on me, but there's a lot of teams here in Northern Colorado that I try to keep an eye on. But you guys did kind of sneak up onto me. 16-2 here. Your two losses are though to a 20-1 Pagosa Springs team and an 18-1 Bishop Matchbuff team. This team just has to be really fun for you to coach.
You know, I think if you look bigger pictures, a lot of times people talk about culture, and the kids get along really well. There's a lot of love thrown around. They play hard, And so when you come to practice, it's fun. And so a lot of times that transfers to the court because they've got a good attitude. They play hard. And again, our style of play is they're unselfish. So we're running the ball. We're passing the ball. And if you look at our stats, we've got 16, 13 points a game, 10, 10, and 10. And so guys aren't concerned about, hey, look at me, or I'm getting a lot of points. They're just passing the ball and playing hard, and it's a joy to watch and coach.
Well, and let's dig deeper into some of those players. The first one I want to talk about is probably obvious to you, Raul Bertinato. I don't know if I'm saying that right, Coach, but
you did a good job. Technically, the Portuguese pronunciation is Bertinato. So
okay,
there you go.
But 16 points per game, 8 rebounds per game, 4 assists per game, 4 steals per game. Is there anything that he can't do on a basketball court?
You know, he's really athletic. He's from Brazil, and now we've been working on his last piece, which is a 3-pointer, and he's starting to hit that. So at that point, he becomes unstoppable. He's athletic. He's got big hands. He's long. And he plays with a lot of joy. So he's got a really tough Euro step to the basketball. And for our level, he's big and strong. He's 6'3", about 195. And so he's a load, and people are having a hard time stopping him.
And that kind of talks about to the player he is. What type of a leader is he for your team?
He's joyful. He comes to practice every day, you know, smiling, laughing. We have a joke of the day we always tell. And the second piece is, he's just a hard worker. I mean, people say reps, but on off days, he's coming into the gym. And then during practice, he's also encouraging people. You know, he kicks people in the butt sometimes. He said, hey, let's get on it and let's be ready to play. So I think for a team to be successful, the intensity level and the energy needs to be there most practices. And so when he comes to practice, he brings that energy, he brings that joy. And so he helps lift us up to another level.
And Coach, obviously Raul is having a fantastic season, but he's getting a lot of help from junior Levi Hermsen.
Yeah, good notice there. He actually was the Slamkin of the year, and that's for Fort Collins. He plays football for him. He ran back several touchdowns and kickoff returns, and he's a great wide receiver. And so that does transfer to the basketball court because he is probably 5'10", about 175 of pure muscle. He gets downhill on people very easily. We played Ray the other night out at Ray, which is a tough place to play. And I like to joke, he scored 7 touchdowns because he took the ball from midcourt and he went all the way to the rim. And they got a couple big guys, 6'6", 6'3", and they couldn't stop him because he's just strong and quick. And so he's also learned to be a better defender this year. A lot of times he would lunge and reach a little bit, but his feet are better probably because of football because he's such a good receiver. But he is tough to handle on the basketball court.
Well, and at that level, at the 2A level, having two guys like you have, that really puts a lot of pressure on other teams' defense.
It's a good point. And I would say, again, we're really well-rounded. We've got, at our level, because our guys are athletic and quick, even the bottom three guys on our starting five, we go 9 deep, which allows us to press. But every guy on our team can dunk. Everybody can run and shoot. And wow. So that's the advantage. One of the big advantages we have on other teams, what you said, for a 2A level.
And Coach, you talk about it, the aggressive style defense that you guys are playing with the press. And you've only given up 703 points on this season. That equates to right around 41 points per game. You're going to win a lot of games only giving up 41 a game.
Yeah, I'm a proponent of when people break our press or slow it down a little bit, we go into a packet in defense, Texas Tech or who's the other school? It's called Virginia. So we do a strong help defense, and that causes a lot of disruption to people. We front the post as well down low, and so you're correct. It's hard to get action when you've got 5 guys that are working together. Number one, they're kind of like an amoeba, and they're helping defense. It does get frustrating for other teams, and so we've been real successful on the defensive end.
Well, and, you know, I've talked to a lot of coaches, and you know, my audience probably hears this every week, but it's amazing for me as I talk to all the basketball coaches through the winter season here that it really, basketball does come down to playing really good defense to set yourself up offensively.
I think you hit the nail on the head. We're all driven by our defense. I tell the kids that way because this sounds like an old trite thing, but a lot of people use it. It's you can always stay in the game of defense. And I played a little basketball in school, and that was one of my fortes, but you can control defense. Offense, you can miss your shots and have problems. But if you're playing hard on defense, it tires the other team out. And number two, you can always show up and get a good effort there. So I agree with you 100%. It starts with defense for our squad as well.
Well, and defensively, you're working hard, but it really, some nights you're just not going to be able to make shots, and that's just the way basketball is some nights. But defense, if you're working hard, and you're doing your job rebounding and boxing out and stuff like that, it can carry you even on those tough nights offensively.
Yeah, and I would call it the great equalizer from a talent level too. I was a little bit slow and didn't jump as high as all other people, but for my team, if you put the effort into defense, it's heart, right? And so it can wear people out. You can discourage people. You know, it's the blue collar lunch pail. And so I get excited. We have a tradition I took it from the football. We have a big, huge gold charge chain. And so anytime somebody takes a charge, we pull out the charge chain and they wear it. And I give them a $5 gift certificate from Chick-fil-A because, you know, that's one of the foundation principles of our squad is, hey, take some charge, get in there, be tough. And I stole it from Jay Billis. I actually played high school basketball with Jay Billis, but his definition of toughness I really like. It's someone you want to play with and someone you don't want to play against. And so that's what we try to bring to the floor on defense.
No, I love that. I love the idea of that that chain. I wasn't a very big guy either, and playing basketball in high school, that was one of the things that I kind of took pride in. If I could try to get one charge a game, that was huge. And those a charge play can change momentum very quickly.
Yeah, I think, and it gets people excited, right, in the
yep.
stands. So, as you know, you play basketball as a momentum game. It's kind of funny. You can go do a lot of analytics, but at the end of the day, when the crowd's screaming or people getting, you're firing up your teammates and you take that charge, it just makes more for a more exciting game.
Yep. Coach, you guys are sitting sixth right now in the Chassa seeding index, but if you're able to get a big win here in your final game and then make a good showing in the district tournament, that could really help your standing heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a good point. We need to beat Denver Christian on Saturday night because they're right below us in the rankings, two or three. That should bump us up a little bit. It's kind of hard. The Chassa ratings are always hard because you have, you know, in our level, you have mountain towns and you have plains towns. And so sometimes, you know, it's funny because my boys play soccer. Sometimes the soccer teams up there are great and sometimes they aren't. And so it can be a little wonky sometimes, but we're hoping we get a little bit of a jump with a win on Saturday night.
And Coach, where do you think through this whole season, as we're getting near the end, just a few weeks left, where do you think your team has improved the most this season?
That's a good question. I would say the press. So one of the things I learned on the 2A level, I had a couple mentor coaches I called, the Highland coach, Pete Freeman, and then Dave Sheffield from Yuma. Mm-hmm. And I asked him at our level, hey, how are you guys so good? Because year in and year out, they're just strong. And they said, you know, we start teaching the press in sixth grade, and we run a lot. And so I figured out at this level that the talent level, typically if you get a higher level, they're going to have five really good players on the floor. And our level, it's probably two or three. And so you have a big advantage if you can press and keep that pressure on and tire people out. And so this year, we haven't been a pressing squad. We didn't have the kind of talent to do it, but this year we do. So I would say our half-court press has given everybody problems. We lost to Matchbook by a point, and they're ranked pretty high in the 3A as well. Very good game. We missed 16 free throws, and what it came down to at the end, they got tired because of our half-court press. So I would say we haven't been a pressing school in the past, but this year we've done a good job of it. We've grown.
And that's an interesting thing for me, Coach, to hear that, you know, the other coaches are teaching that stuff to their sixth grade level. And then by the time they get to the high school, they already have the fundamentals and stuff like that. When I was coaching football, I know when we started to see success is when the youth program started and those first group of youth were up into the high school levels. When we first started seeing success, it's kind of that same method.
You hit the nail on the head because I think everything in life, whether it's basketball or everything, you have foundational core values and principles. And so if you can get kids and people younger doing fundamentals You know, part of the challenge is if they can't fake and you can't dribble and your shooting form's off, it takes, you know, a couple of years to get guys to be efficient at those things. And so if you can get them in sixth grade, you're going to build a healthy program that's going to be better than most consistently, because just like life, it's about doing the correct things every day fundamentally. And so back to your point, it works in football, it works in basketball, it works in life.
Well, and it's funny you even talk about that there. My son is just in fifth grade and he's playing basketball right now. And one of the things as I'm sitting there, you know, at the rec center watching practice, and they run a 2-on-1 drill, and all the kids always just dribble and then they try to stop and throw it, that pass. And I always tell my son, just give them one little fake, even if there's not anybody over there, and they're going to move and it opens them up. So,
it's like my hot button, pump fake, jump stop. If I could, that'll be on my tombstone.
Yep. Coach, just one last one here for me. If as you're moving through the season, you were talking about the press and how you have improved that through the season. What are you still stressing to your boys about? We still need to get a little better at this to make that deep playoff run.
So, a couple examples. When we lost to Matt Buff, we made 28 turnovers. We lost to who did we lose? No, we beat Ray, but we had 26 turnovers. So, back to your point, it's going to come down to protecting the basketball. Our three leading ball handlers are a little bit loose with the ball. So if we can protect the ball, we'll get to the next level, because we were having some problems with our free throws before. And if we can shore up turnovers, we'll get to the next level.
Well, I'll be keeping my eye on you guys over there at Heritage Christian, Coach, and good luck as you get into the district tournament and into the playoffs.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Great questions. You have a good weekend, and I look forward to talking to you someday again.
Yeah, thank you. That is head coach of Heritage Christian, Kyle Lundy, a team that I even mentioned it there at the beginning of the interview, just kind of snuck up on me as I try to keep track of all the teams in the area. And then I was going through the seeding index on Chassa the other day, and I saw, well, Heritage Christian there at that time, I think they were 15-2, and I thought, we got to look into this team a little bit. And then I saw their two losses are to Pagosa Springs, who's 20-1, Bishop Matchbuff, who's 18-1, and they were close games. So Heritage Christian, a team to watch out for as we get closer to the playoffs. On the other side here, we are going to talk with Oscar Molina, the head basketball coach at Highland for the girls' side. So we will talk with Oscar on the other side. You're listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Preps Rewind. I'm Mike Danson. We are presented by Gould Parts in Eaton, 970-454-3355. They are your Napa parts provider, open 7 days a week. Check them out for all your automotive part needs. Now on the phone line, we're going to talk with Oscar Molina, the head basketball coach of the Highland Huskies. Coach Molina, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking the time and joining me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Coach, first thing, I guess, congratulations on a regular season league championship, 7-0. What does that mean for your program?
Well, I do think it's actually our first in school history. I kind of try to date it back as far as I could, and I think it's for sure the first one in about 30 years, and I couldn't find anybody that had any information about one beforehand, so that's it's pretty nice. You know, unfortunately, we weren't really kind of looking to go undefeated in league as any of our goals. It's obviously a nice accomplishment, but you know, one of our goals is always to get to the state tournament. I can't remember the last time any Highlands girls basketball team went to the state tournament, but you know, that's kind of a little bit more of our focus, but it is absolutely a very, very nice thing for us to have and have accomplished.
Well, and that can be, you know, a pretty good springboard for a deep run here as the playoffs get going. You guys start tonight with the district tournament against Frontier Academy. It's a team that you've played before, and you handled them pretty easily. But that doesn't mean anything as you continue to move into the playoffs.
No, I agree 100%. You know, it's actually really, really nice to be able to play somebody familiar. You know, it's really nice that we're the number one and they're the number eight. Especially just because we're able to kind of work our scout, we're able to kind of get into the flow of, hey, we don't have a JV game playing right before us, so things are a little bit different. You know, everything's amplified that much more. You know, the fans are a little bit crazier, the games are much more important, and it's really nice to be able to start off this way. And obviously, we want to make it to next Saturday, and that's kind of what the goal is.
Well, and you bring up something that, you know, I guess I wouldn't even have thought of, but the fact that, as the playoffs get going, you don't have that game right in front of you until you get to that final week, really, that, you know, it kind of throws a little wrench into your rhythm or the way you proceed to start the game.
You know, and like that's what I think I like about, so we played this year, we played in the Steamboat Springs tournament. And it's a travel, you know, you travel all the way to Steamboat Springs, you have to get your hotels or your Airbnbs, and then there's no guarantee on what time you play. So I love the, we don't have a schedule, we don't know what it's going to kind of look like, because, you know, if you make it to the state tournament, you know, I think the first game that they have played is at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And you just don't know. So it's awesome to be able to play summer games and get the girls kind of prepared for the unknown. We don't know what time we're going to play. We don't know who we're going to play. You don't have the normal warm-up time, the normal, hey, let's leave in the fourth quarter so we can chat. Let's go out, you know. So there's just a lot of different stuff. And, you know, we never really do that with our uniforms. It's usually like practice jerseys kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, it's good to be able to be there, but I feel, you know, playing in that Steamboat Springs tournament, that helps us out a lot. Playing 26 games over the summer, that helps us out a lot. And then, obviously, you know, kind of talking about it and trying to prepare the girls verbally, it's nice.
Yep. Coach, you guys sit eighth right now in the Chassa Seating Index. As you move forward here through the district tournament, you could really put yourself in a good spot heading into regionals, hosting potential some games.
Yeah, you know, I don't think we ever really made it a goal to, like, to host regionals. I think our goal has always been to kind of win regionals, regardless of whether we're hosting or not. We want to be able to make it past regionals. And it's very nice to be sitting where we are. We play some pretty darn tough teams. And it's just that next step, you know. Regardless if we have a hiccup right now or a little bit later, we want to be able to kind of win that. And I don't think the girls have ever hosted a regional game. So once again, that's another nice kind of accomplishment that we want to be able to kind of hold dear to us.
And Coach, you kind of mentioned it there, but you guys are 13-6. But in those six losses, there's really you've played really good teams like University, a Peyton team that I'm not sure if they've lost a game yet this season. Eaton, you guys have been pretty battle tested as you reach the district tournament here.
Yeah, you know, we also lost to Yuma. I thought the Yuma was pretty tough, even though they've kind of hit a losing streak like recently, but. We lost to Frederick. Frederick was really tough, and Colorado Academy. You know, those are bigger schools that can apply a lot of pressure and are pretty good at the upper level. So, you know, the Eaton and University team, the games, those losses are kind of rough, just because, you know, they have big girls. They have big girls, and unfortunately, like, we don't, you know, and we kind of play them as tough as we can, and we try to keep to our style. You know, if we were playing in a 4A league or anything higher and we had the same exact team, I think we would play a little bit differently. But those are, like, nice games to be able to have just based off of the adversity that we'll have to go through every play, you know. There's very rarely in 3A are there girls that could actually legitimately block your shot when you get to the hole, you know.
Yep.
And, I mean, University has 3 6-footers on their team, on their starting lineup, and one of them brings the ball up. You know, Eaton has two big girls that start, and you don't see that very often in the rest of 3A. So, you know, I think my philosophy has been play as hard as you can, and let's play our style. And if we can't make it, then let's learn from it and kind of move on. So It's nice to be able to play those teams because they definitely got us prepared, a little bit more well prepared for the tougher 3A teams.
Yes, sir. We're chatting with Oscar Molina. He's the head basketball coach at Highland for the girls there. Coach Breeza Flores, she's averaging 18 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, 3 assists, 4 steals. How special of a player is Breeza?
Yeah, she's a stud. I think day one, two years ago, you really knew that she was going to be a stud. I've always kind of chatted with the girls that if you want to be great, I'll do anything I can to help you achieve that. And the girl wants to be great. You know, we've passed the, hey, let's just work hard kind of thing. It's not about just working hard anymore. It's about working hard and working smart. So as a freshman, she averaged more points as a sophomore. She averaged more points as a freshman than she did as a sophomore. And this year she's kind of blowing both of those values out. The big thing about her, too, is like her rebounds have gone up tremendously. So she kind of understands that it's not about just being a guard or a shooter or just kind of playing that role, but it's kind of being an all-around player. So for her to be able to have those kind of steals, those assists, and then those rebounds, it's great, you know. And like I said, she's a stud. She doesn't want to be okay. She doesn't want to be average. She wants to be great. And, you know, it's pretty nice to be able to have a girl like that lead the team because it just trickles down to everybody else, to the role players, to the freshmen, to the up-and-coming girls that are watching us as 8th and 7th graders. It's definitely a great thing to kind of be able to model for our program.
Yep.
You know, it's nice to be lucky as a coach, too. So.
Yep. Those are the kind of players that make us look smart as coaches, huh?
Oh, for sure. I'll take lucky. I'll take it.
I hear that, Coach. As good as Breeza has been for you guys, though, you have a really good group of seniors that's helping her out.
Yes, for sure. So this is my 4th year as the head coach, and so these seniors are the first group that I've had. Unfortunately, that first year that I had them all was during COVID, so it was a little bit wacky. But, you know, they hear the same stories year after year. They hear my philosophy. They've spent a lot of time. A lot of those same girls are running track, and I also coach track. So these girls see me a lot. And so you kind of get a modeled behavior. You kind of know what I like, what I dislike, what are the yeses, what are the nos, what are the maybes. And so these girls get to hear me and my philosophy a lot. And, you know, I think my biggest piece is, like, rather than just being a good basketball player, I want them to be good people. So being able to be a good person is extremely important for my program. And so these girls have done a really, really, really good job about it. You know, Taylor Berkheimer, she got hurt in the off season, and she's kind of making her strides to get back to 100%. She's pretty darn close. We have Steph. She's going to be my first 4-year starter. And so she's just a little bowling ball that does great things offensively, defensively. Gabriela Bautista, she's also a hard worker. She's finally been able to kind of put things together. So just having all these girls be able to kind of put things together after all of the years, and it's for the things that they remember is tremendous. It's great. You know, the seniors have definitely paved the way for the future of this program.
Coach, one thing I'm kind of curious about, you got Pete Freeman there as the boys head coach, and yeah. He's created a fantastic basketball program over there. Do you ever pick his brain a little bit?
Yeah, so I actually used to coach. I coached the JV and C team under him for 2 years, 3 years.
Okay.
So I kind of understand their style, you know, and I've always kind of picked his brain. And I think one of the things that when I was his assistant, one of the big things is I just want to know why, you know, like give me the why. And so being kind of his assistant was just really nice because it's like, all right, so we want to do this press, and it's not like during game time or anything like that, but like, it's like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And I've always felt like it's important to be able to kind of learn from everybody, you know, from people that you admire, that I guess kind of that you don't admire, but like still be able to kind of pick brains has always been like one of my fortes. That's one of the big things that I like to do. And so understanding what he does, why he does it, it's nice. It's important. It's good for me.
Well, and that's if there's somebody that you want to pick the brain of, it's that guy. He's been very successful there as the boys' coach.
Yeah, for sure. And he's also been, I mean, he knows a lot. You know, we communicate daily. He has a lot of a wealth of knowledge. He knows, he watches scores. He knows the rules. He knows a lot of random, I think is the best way to kind of say it. And it's good to be able to have him as a friend and having him around. So it's definitely helped me out with my program and all of basketball here at Highland.
Well, Coach Molina, thank you for your time and congratulations on the regular season league championship there. And we'll keep our eye on you as the district tournament gets started tonight for you and as you make it through the playoffs.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it.
Yep. That is head basketball coach of the Highland Girls, Oscar Molina, joining us there. Got a good team, 13-6. They just win the league championship. And, you know, this is a team that they just continue to get better. And I think they're prime for making some noise here as the playoffs get closer. On the other side, we will have this week's edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. You are listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's time for the Preps Rewind Power Rankings.
And it's time for the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. These are the teams in boys and girls basketball listed 5 through 1 that I feel have the best opportunity to bring home a state championship. Please remember, as you listen to this, I have recorded this on Friday. I know Resurrection Christian and Eaton Girls play Friday night, so that's... That one could have played a big role if we were recording live Saturday, but here we are on Friday recording this, and it does reflect in the power rankings a little bit here. So on the girls' side, number 5 is University. They're 18-4 now and have lost 2 of their last 6, but those losses are to Resurrection Christian and Eaton. I think the emphasis on defense this team has shown through the season and the balance on offense can lead them a long way. I also love the passion that Coach Matt Baumgartner has for this group, and they'll figure out and they will make some sort of a playoff run here, I have a feeling. Number 4. Eaton. Eaton is making their first visit to the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. They're 15-7 on the season, have now won 7 games in a row, including the big win over University. This is a very young team that had some growing pains early, but they've continued to improve and are peaking at the right time. I really feel like this team could make some noise as we get into the playoff season. Number 4 is Eaton. Number 3, Briggsdale. The defending champs continue to bounce back after their second loss of the season. Most of the girls that are playing for this team have playoff experience after winning the championship last year. Just an update on their stud player, Jenna Kreiss. She's averaging 25 points per game, 6 rebounds per game, 3 assists per game, 4 steals per game. And she's the type of player at that 1A level that could just carry a team to a state championship. She's getting some help, though. The players playing with her have improved, and she's getting some help. Briggsdale is number 3. Number 2, Resurrection Christian. They've won 13 games in a row. They're so good defensively. Olivia Klein and Mackenzie Flickema lead the way offensively. I do worry about the assist-to-turnover ratio with this squad. They average like 11 assists per game and 15 turnovers. That one scares me a little bit. We'll see if it comes back to bite them as they get into the playoffs or as they play Eaton on Friday night. Roosevelt had a weird loss on Thursday night. They played Riverdale Ridge earlier in the season, beat them by 30, and then they managed to lose to them on Thursday night. A really weird loss. I really thought that they had proved something to me. They've been on cruise control through the league, playing just a bunch of teams that couldn't compete. They played Holy Family. They were down, and they came back and won that game 63-60. Had to fight some adversity as they were down 25-15 in the first quarter. But they responded well, holding Holy Family to 9 points to get right back into the game. I think this team is ready to defend the title, but that's a weird loss to Riverdale Ridge. It makes me wonder. I really hope nobody got injured. On the girls' side for the Preps Rewind Power Rankings, Roosevelt stays at number one, Resurrection Christian 2, Briggsdale 3, Eaton 4, University 5. On to the boys' side, we talked to their coach, Kyle Lundy. Heritage Christian is number 5. This is a team that snuck up on me. I hadn't really paid any attention, but when I saw them in the Chasson Seating Index, I looked deeper. 16-2, two losses are to teams that only have one loss each. They play solid defense and have the ability to score points, led by Raul Bertinato and Hermson. Look out for this team at the 2A level. I think they're going to make some noise. Number 4, Windsor. Windsor with the big win over Meade this week in overtime to advance their win streak to 13. I like that they were challenged against Meade. It's been a while since they've had a close game. This is another special team offensively with 4 players averaging 10 points per game, led by sophomore Madden Smiley at 17 points per game. Of the 4 that are averaging 10 points per game, only one of them is a senior. So the future's looking bright for Windsor at number 4. Number 3, Fort Lupton, 20-2. They've now won 7 games in a row after the loss to a very good DSST Montview team. This team is being led by the 2 outstanding sophomores, Shane Callahan and Javon Gonzalez. How far can those 2 sophomores carry this team in the playoffs? I think they're prepared for a good playoff run after the disappointing playoff run, losing in the first round last year. Number 2, Resurrection Christian. They're 18-2 on the season, have won 6 games in a row, have 4 players on the team that averaged over 10 points per game. The balance on offense for this team is crazy good. Not too many teams have 3 players averaging 10, let alone 4. The other crazy stat is a 2-to-1 assist to turnover ratio per game, averaging 20 assists per game and only 10 turnovers. That is a winning stat for any basketball team. And the number 1 team in the boys edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings, Highland, 15-4 on the season. They've now won 10 in a row. Remember, there was a time when I had them in the power rankings at 5-4, and you guys were all probably questioning me, like, why is Highland still in the power rankings at 5-4? But they've proven me to be right to keep them in. They're led by 3 great scorers who have experience and a program that seems to always make a run in the playoffs. Highland, number 1. Resurrection Christian 2, Fort Lupton 3, Windsor 4, Heritage Christian 5. That is the boys' edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. Just a couple of things to look at here as we're down to about a minute and a half or so left in the program. One thing to keep your eye on is 4A, 5A, 6A state basketball brackets will be released on Sunday, I believe. So Sunday, 4A, 5A, 6A state basketball brackets released. 1A, 2A, 3A basketball brackets don't get released until the 25th because 1A, 2A, 3A, they all play a district tournament that is going to start. Some of it starts tonight, and then it carries through next week, all of next week. So those things are coming up. Be ready for those brackets to come out. State wrestling going on. Just remember, Saturday, 10 a.m. is when it starts down there at Ball Arena. 5:30 p.m., the Parade of Champions and all the championship matches. If you want to hear about what's going on at state wrestling, 6 o'clock Saturday night here on KFKA, Coach Bruce Dick will have all the updated scores and everything leading into the Parade of Champions. Thank you to Micah on the other side. Thank you to Kyle Lundy and Oscar Molina for joining us. You've been listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.